North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 28, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker says that the reopening of Massachusetts will continue, but at a very cautious pace, looking at the data.
We've been basing all of our decisions on guidance and advice that we're getting from our own public health folks, the very strong, world-class medical community we have here in Massachusetts, the information that's come from other countries with respect to how they've been handling some of these issues. They're ahead of us in many cases because they dealt with this virus before we did. And we said all along that the data is going to be the element that drives our decision-making. And we said we weren't going to reopen anything until we started to see positive trends for an extended period of time. We didn't open anything until we saw positive trends for an extended period of time. And we're going to continue to follow those trends. And the phased approach that we took to making decisions about how to reopen were based on the guidance and the advice that we got from a lot of the very smart people that work in our administration and the smart people who live in Massachusetts and elsewhere. And I thought at the time that, and I said this, that we would be accused of going too fast by some and too slow by others. And honestly, that's exactly where we seem to have landed. But in the end, you know, the decisions we make are going to be based on guidance, advice, and data.
Governor Charlie Baker speaking at his press briefing yesterday.
A recruit with the Essex County Sheriff's Department has died unexpectedly during physical fitness exercises, according to authorities. 29-year-old Anish Khalifa of Woburn died Tuesday while training at Northern Essex Community College in Haverhill, according to Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. The Associated Press is reporting that Khalifa started the 12-week training program in April and has served as a reserve officer with the Woburn Police Department since March 2019. Recruits undergo a rigorous medical and physical fitness evaluation prior to the start of training. The sheriff is quoted as saying, "Our hearts are heavy with the unexpected passing of this fine young man. Our training officers were with him at the time and immediately began to perform CPR and other life-saving measures, but tragically were unable to revive him. Our hearts and prayers are with his family during this very difficult time." Sheriff Coppinger oversees the Essex County jails.
The city of Peabody is trying to jumpstart the reopening of business shuttered or hobbled by the pandemic, with the mayor of Peabody looking to fast-track the process to allow restaurants to provide outdoor seating. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News, the city's reopening committee, which includes the mayor's office, health director, and several other city department heads, is working on reopening both city hall and city businesses in keeping with the governor's safety guidelines, and officials have been focusing on restaurants with a separate subcommittee working on those guidelines.
Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting that criminal enterprises in possession of stolen personal information from earlier national data breaches have been attempting to file large amounts of illegitimate unemployment claims through the Massachusetts Department of Unemployment Assistance, DUA system. This is part of a national unemployment fraud scheme. The Department of Unemployment Assistance has begun implementing additional identity verification measures that will temporarily delay the payment time frame for many unemployment claims in Massachusetts. As a result of these measures, certain unemployment claimants may be asked to provide additional identity information in order to verify the validity of their claim. Individuals who believe they may have had a false unemployment claim filed using their identity are urged to utilize the Department of Unemployment Assistance fraud contact form at mass.gov or call the DUA Customer Service Department at 877-626-6800.
McKinnon's Market in Danvers remained closed for a second day Wednesday after the store announced on Memorial Day that some of its employees had tested positive for COVID-19. Ethan Foreman writing in the Salem News, the town's public health director said the town was first alerted and confirmed positive cases at the store on Saturday and that McKinnon's immediately had additional testing done based on the positive test. Within 48 hours of that first positive test, the store had closed, he said. The town is conducting contact tracing. Initially, the popular grocery store planned to reopen midweek, but said it now plans to reopen today. And in Beverly, John Castelluccio reports in the Salem News that A&B Burger, a popular Cabot Street restaurant, has temporarily closed after an employee there tested positive for COVID-19.
Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. The Gloucester School Committee narrowed the search for a new superintendent down to two candidates. Dr. Susan E. Kuska and Ben Lummis have made the cut as finalists to replace Dr. Richard Sapphire as the city superintendent this summer. School committee chairperson Jonathan Pope is quoted as saying, "We are looking for the best match, the best person that is going to fit in with the team that we have in place." As of Wednesday night, the remaining candidates included Dr. Susan E. Kuska, was most recently the assistant superintendent for administration and personnel at Weymouth Public Schools from 2010 to 2013. She was the director of teaching and learning at the Hanover Public Schools. And Ben Lummis is the interim superintendent for the public schools of Brookline. More on the story written by Taylor Ann Bradford in today's Gloucester Times.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast on msonewsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. We do want to hear from you. You can always email us at our email address, msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great Thursday, everybody.